Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Kendra Goodpaster just took over this past year as coach of Boyle County High's Junior Chef program, and she's kept the momentum going. Their team has made it into the state Junior Chef Finals to be held at the state fair. Being on the team, she feels, definitely expands the kids' horizons.
Oh, yeah. For a lot of these kids, you know, they may have actually had a cooking class, or especially my kids have, but they've never been on, I guess, such a time constraint for everything to be plated and to look nice and to make sure that everything is the proper temperature, you know, before they eat it. Because sometimes when you're in class and you're just learning, it's really just for you. But when it becomes more of a presentation, that takes a different type of skill and a different type of urgency.
Goodpaster says the experience teaches the kids a lot, from learning how to source locally grown foods to developing a recipe that looks great on a plate and that might work in a cafeteria serving line.
We try to do something that kids would like to, because it's supposed to be something that you could take back to your school and produce in your cafeteria, or, you know, a version of it. And so we did a barbecue pulled pork taco. And it has an apple poppy seed coleslaw that goes on top. And the kids really loved it. And it's actually something I think that they would eat in a cafeteria if they had that option.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
This is NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace. I rely on Sunoco Green E15 made with American ethanol to power my car through tough and demanding racetrack conditions. Now, if ethanol can provide the power and performance I need on the track, it can certainly do the same for your car or truck. We make ethanol right here in America, and it keeps American dollars here at home. When you pull up to the pump, choose an ethanol blend. It runs circles around ordinary gasoline.
This message provided by Kentucky Corn Growers. Boyle County High Junior Chef Team coach Kendra Goodpaster says one goal of the competition is healthier eating through use of locally grown foods.
I think that we hit 9 or 10 right at the indicated number that we had to have based on the rules.
They combine those ingredients into a recipe that not only works but looks as good as it tastes.
I think so. It's one of those things that looks maybe more impressive than it takes to actually make it, which is, I think, the whole idea from this is because, you know, we need to make it in cafeterias and it needs to be easy for food service directors to make and also, you know, really appeal to kids and be helpful and tasty. So I think it's a good one.
She and the kids are fired up about their competitive appearance at the state fair.
We're excited. We need to do a little practice round before we go again, but we are ready to go.
Best of luck to Boyle County's Junior Chef team. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.